to the hotline as we welcome in our Hollywood guru, Michael Warschauer. Michael, as always, a pleasure to have you on. How are you today?
Doing great, Al. Always happy to talk to you guys.
Well, a lot to talk about today. And I know that even though the weather is getting better, people are still looking for things to do when they're inside. They want to know what to watch. I was fortunate enough to stumble on something that I thought was hilarious. I mean, pretty inappropriate, but very, very humorous. I got to ask you about the latest Adam Sandler production on Netflix called The Wrong Missy, starring David Spade. It was a pretty typical Sandler movie, yet it was pretty darn good comic relief in some pretty difficult times. What kinds of reviews is this getting?
Well, I think that's kind of the gist of a lot of the reviews, that there's it's pretty typical fare from Adam Sandler's Happy Madison production company, but it really is fun. Right now we need those cheap laughs. That's pretty great. And one of the things that kind of keeps being talked about with this film is that Lauren Lapkus, who plays kind of the goofy character that David Spade's character brings with him on an island getaway without realizing that it's the wrong person. She's just gotten universal praise. She's an actress and comedian who has been really rising through the ranks over the last few years. She was hilarious in the Between Two Ferns movie that came out last year and is known to comedy fans for her regular appearances on Comedy Bang Bang. So she definitely kind of has stolen the show and certainly has been the big name to kind of come out of this. But it has the typical kind of Sandler jokes and gags. And at a time like this, if that's what you love to watch, then you're going to be very satisfied. Like you said, it's one that I have actually been waiting to watch for the exact same reason. Just need kind of a goofy pick me up on some days. So, I think certainly kind of standard Happy Madison fare that certainly has some high points, though.
Yeah, I think Sandler films are a bit of a pick-me-up, and, if that routine works for people, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to checking that one out myself. Elsewhere with another comedian here, Will Ferrell, he's teaming up with Rachel McAdams. They're doing a Eurovision Song Contest next month. What on earth is going on with this?
So this project looks hilarious. They've already put out a couple clips of it. It looks great. The film is called Eurovision, and it is based off of the very real TV competition that's called the Eurovision Contest. It's been held in Europe every year since 1956. This is the first year that it's been canceled, and it features participants representing different European countries, performing original songs on live TV and radio, and then everyone votes from home and they determine a winner. It's a big summer event throughout Europe, but it also is incredibly weird a lot of the time. If you get on YouTube and search for Eurovision, you'll find some really, really bizarre performances. It's just a lot of fun. So, of course, Will Ferrell is the perfect guy to adapt this into a comedy. He stars alongside Rachel McAdams, Pierce Brosnan, Dan Stevens, and Demi Lovato. And it follows a pair of Icelandic singers played by Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams who are given the chance to represent their country at the contest. This was a movie that was supposed to come out a little bit later this month to coincide with the Eurovision competition, but because of COVID-19, it has been postponed. So instead, it will be dropping on Netflix on June 26th. You talk about a good pick-me-up comedy. This looks like the perfect, silly, kind of throwback Will Ferrell comedy where he's playing just such an outlandish character surrounded by a really great cast. So I think this is one that I've been very excited about after hearing about it. Like I said, I've seen clips of the real Eurovision, and it's kind of hard to top the real comedy that comes from that, but if there's anyone that can do it, it's Will Ferrell.
Boy, he's kind of made himself a little more readily available of late. I saw him in a State Farm commercial not that long ago, and of course he had the film over the winter time with Julie Louis-Dreyfus as well, and it seemed like in the middle of the last decade he kind of went pretty quiet. You didn't hear a whole lot from him. He had a film here or there, but really kind of got very, very quiet. But Michael, it seems like he's made himself a little more readily available over the last 6 months or so.
I think so. I think, there's sort of a phase in every successful comedian's career where they kind of have a dip off in popularity. I mean, you think of even a guy like Ben Stiller, who at one point was like one of the biggest comedy stars, the biggest comedy box office banks that you could possibly have, and he kind of stopped doing the same thing. So I think Will Ferrell has been sort of, you know, just exploring different sides of his career, doing some different kind of movies, some different kind of acting, but it's great to see him back into the kind of goofy roles that he's known for. And I think it was maybe around 10 years ago that he did a whole bunch of really cheaply made ads for Bush Light that aired during the Super Bowl in really small towns throughout America. He's just a guy that loves a good joke. And so it's great to see him embracing that again and really coming back and being kind of the Will Ferrell that all of us fell in love with.
Again, we're talking with Michael Warschauer, our Hollywood guru. He joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. This is always a difficult time of the year for some people, waiting on pins and needles to see if their favorite shows are going to be picked up for another season. ABC announced the renewal of a few different shows. Did you see any relative surprises on that list?
Not really a ton on the list of shows that were actually renewed. A lot of big kind of successful shows for them, or at least consistent shows, like American Housewife, Black-ish, The Conners, The Goldbergs, A Million Little Things, The Rookie, and Stumptown. Those are all shows that have been pretty consistent ratings draws for ABC, certainly over the last season, and several of them beyond that. So not a lot of surprise there. Also not a surprise to see some, you know, real ABC institutions, The Bachelor, Dancing with the Stars, Shark Tank, and Grey's Anatomy will all be returning. I think for me personally, actually the biggest surprise and biggest disappointment was the cancellation of the show Single Parents. This was just a really funny and charming little show that, you know, it was just one that every week I got some pretty good laughs out of. It had a great cast that included a bunch of really hilarious kids who just delivered these amazing lines week after week, and it definitely ended on a major cliffhanger. So they're kind of looking right now for a new home, maybe on Netflix or Hulu, and I know a lot of fans are backing it. So I think that was a big surprise. But I think one of the other kind of surprising ones was the cancellation of Bless This Mess, the Dax Shepard and Amanda Peet show, or I'm sorry, not Amanda Peet. I think that it was surprising to people that it was such a big hit out of the gate for them, and for it to kind of tank after the second season, not unheard of, but certainly surprising that a show that was so popular to start off with has declined that quickly to get canceled so quickly.
Well, you mentioned Dancing with the Stars, and it didn't hit me, but that's going to be a very tough show to pull off, to adhere to these social distancing guidelines, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think one thing to keep in mind is that all of these renewals are certainly conditional on when they'll be able to go back into production. And that's been kind of the big conversation, obviously across the whole country in every industry, but certainly in the film industry, is how to have safe sets, how to come back and be able to create new shows, new movies, and all of that kind of thing in a safe way. So obviously that's a pretty big one that involves lots of contact. So we'll see. I suppose if you know, the NBA is planning on coming back, then people can be dancing on ABC as well. So we'll see, but I think that's certainly part of the larger question of what the industry is grappling with.
Yeah, certainly a lot of contingencies out there right now. Shifting gears a little bit here, Michael, what can you tell us about Appleton, Wisconsin and Discovery Channel's new Small Town Throwdown?
Well, this show sounds awesome. It's kind of like a travelogue show that we've seen before, but the unique premise of this is that they go to towns that have kind of infamous reputations, U.S. cities with bad reputations. And this first episode, like you mentioned, they're going to Appleton, Wisconsin, which is known as the drunkest city in America. So it sounds like a really great start. The host is comedian Mo Mandel. And in this episode, he's going to be doing things like a polar bear plunge. He does a snowplow rodeo, which is kind of a rigorous obstacle course for people on snowplows. They're going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff. He's drinking, obviously, and really you'll have to tune in, all of us will, to find out whether or not it does live up to the reputation as the drunkest city in America, but certainly very interesting. So far, the only other episode that Discovery Channel has mentioned is that he will be going to Lubbock, Texas, which has been christened the most boring town in America. So I think it's kind of fun. It's a nice way to sort of shed light on some small cities that maybe have bad reputations and change people's minds about them. Kind of like a lot of things, this seems like really great quarantine entertainment right now.
Yeah, this seems like sensational quarantine entertainment. I had no idea Appleton, Wisconsin had the moniker of the drunkest town in America. That seems a little strange to me, but I'm looking forward to watching this because, well, I've never been to Appleton, only heard about Appleton. There's actually a Brewers affiliate up there in the Midwest League, too, so anxious to see how all of this plays out. All right, Michael, we'll wrap up with our picks to click. I have a feeling that we're going into outer space with one of these, with something that makes its debut on Netflix heading into the weekend. But what do you have for us for this week's Picks to Click?
Well, you're right. That is my first one. Space Force, the Steve Carell comedy that sees him reteaming with the Office creator, Greg Daniels. This is obviously one of the bigger comedy series releases that Netflix has coming out this summer. Really just a knockout cast. This is one that we've talked about a couple times before that I'm certainly excited for. I know a lot of people are excited for. So that drops this weekend. Any other show to check out, it's on Hulu. It's called The Great, and it stars Elle Fanning as Catherine the Great alongside Nicholas Holt. And it's about her ascension to power in Russia, but it's kind of told from a more modern and silly perspective. It's cut from the creator of The Favorite, from a few years ago. So there's a lot of crude humor in it, but it's very funny, very well acted, and definitely has a little bit of heart to it. I just started watching it over the weekend, and it's certainly a lot of fun to check out.
Lots to watch this weekend, into the weekend as well. So if you're not feeling like going outside, doing some yard work, or taking advantage of the sunshine, there are lots of options for you inside as well. Michael, thank you so much for the time. We always appreciate you giving us a few moments and catching up, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks,
again,
Michael.
That's Michael Warschauer, our Hollywood guru, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You watching Space Force this weekend?